Really disappointing from us. You know, we tried to continue the unbeaten run that we were on, but remember why we were on it and how we were on it and what we had to do, and we just didn't do it today, especially the first half. That's a disappointing, you know, side from us, because we had been doing so well. But we came away from it today, and you know, if it was down to the first half, we didn't deserve anything. But we asked for a reaction in the second half, and in fairness to the lads, I felt as if they gave us it. You know, we upped the intensity, we moved the ball quicker and better and more efficiently, and out of possession we pressed better, but we just didn't pick enough second balls, and we didn't win enough battles on the pitch, simple as that, so we didn't win the game. Possibly because of, you know, the result, you know, the week before, that we knew it was going to be extremely difficult anyway, but with the result the week before, we knew that you know, they're going to defend the goal with their lives, which that should happen anyway, but even more so, and we knew it was going to be tough, but I just felt as if you know, what we could have done better, we didn't do it. We did it better in the second half, but you know, they had something to hold on to, and like, deservedly won the game. And in terms of, I don't think we've done enough to go and win the game. We came away from what we'd done really well, but that's one given game where we are at this moment in time. But credit to the lads for the run that they've been on. They've done excellent, and we need to get back doing what we have been doing. So, yeah, that's where we are. Yeah, really happy. You know, we're trying to improve the squad that we've got and trying to get players that fit into how we play, and try and improve every aspect of us, and I think Kai does that, so I do believe that he'll do really, really well for us. I think he's a great addition to the squad, and I thought he worked really, really hard when he came on there. It's always hard to go back to a team that you've been at, and I thought he worked hard when he came on. So,
were you tempted to throw him in from the start just because he did know this team so well?
No. I thought the front three did really well last week against Partick, and as much as we changed personnel and shape, I felt as if that the front three done really, really well last week, deserved to go again. And you know, Kai came in late yesterday, so he needs to find out, you know, what our identity is and what we do and how we go about it. And once he knows that, then, you know, it'll be a case of, you know, he'll go in and he'll get his chance in.
How was Matthew when he came up with
the solo one off the post? Yeah, I think that spell we were quite relentless in how we were going about it. We kept him and hemmed him in a little bit, and the ball in the box, he's thrown himself at it, which is great, it's what you asked to do, and he's collided with the post, unfortunately, so he's taking a bank to the hip. You know, he'll come in, we'll assess him tomorrow morning, and hopefully he'll be fine.
No, she went on to the pitch to speak to the referee at half time. Was there anything specific, or was it more about the fouling from them and the lack of cards, or?
I think it's a good point you just made. I think it's a great point you just made about, you know, I think your correct words were the amount of fouls and the lack of cards. Look, we're not here to get people booked, but we're all about attacking, being aggressive in the attack. And, you know, if players can't catch our players through pace, then they are going to bring them down. But it's part in football. It's a great fouls, really good fouls. It stopped our attacking play. There have been many times where it would have resulted in a yellow card, but today it wasn't. So, you know, we get on with it. But, yeah, it's a good point. Never thought of that.
I like you. You come on the side.